More than 10,000 runners sign up for Dana Point Thanksgiving Turkey Trot. Dana Point has already surpassed 10,000 participants for its annual Thanksgiving Turkey Trot races, with many more expected to show up in support of runners on the scenic Dana Point Harbor Drive overlooking the ocean and the marina. Hosted by the Dana Point Chamber of Commerce, the event runs from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., featuring 5K, 10K, and a children-friendly one-mile race to raise funds for local nonprofits. Also on hand will be the event's signature costume contest, photo sessions with its turkey mascot, drumstick, and festive vendor stalls. Local veteran marathon runner Robert Kohler, also known as Flagman, for carrying a flag in each hand throughout the entire 5K race to honor the nation's veterans, will run again this year. Kohler, who served in the Korean War, has participated in every turkey trot since 2007. He turns 92 on November 26. He never misses a race, Dana Point Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Vicky McMurchie told the Epoch Times. It's very impressive. The event is also famous for its costume contest. Many runners and walkers have been known to dress in over-the-top costumes, according to McMurchie, including the city's mayor, Joe Mueller, who ran one of last year's marathons dressed as an inflatable turkey. "That was hilarious, and very festive," McMurchie said. Many participants are also professional athletes, with a $3,500 purse to be split this year between the first male and female 10K marathon winners. Proceeds from the event will be donated to South County Outreach, an Irvine-based charity aimed at ending hunger and homelessness in Orange County, and to the Dana Point 5th Marine Regiment Support Group, a nonprofit providing support to local Marines and their families. "We're so grateful we were included as beneficiaries for this year's event," Judy Mastracchio-Teichman, the Marine nonprofit's communications manager, told the Epoch Times. "This year has been so hard for everyone, especially with inflation. We're glad we can help even more from what we raise during the race." Both nonprofits will also be holding food and toy drives at the event, according to Mastracchio-Teichman. Each will also receive a $10,000 check, presented during a ceremony at the event. A representative for South County Outreach was not available for comment.